It's been confirmed that the familiar Shell petrol logo could soon disappear from Australia's roadsides. The Dutch company's received buyer interest for its 900 stations and 30 or so fuel terminals. Shell has had its refinery in Geelong on the market for almost a year. If the petrol station division is sold, Shell's presence in Australia would be reduced to its investments in a number of gas resource projects. Here's business reporter Pat McGrath.
Shell's been a force in Australian fuel retailing for more than a century.
You get this feeling when you go well with Super Shell. It's got the power of methyl benzene.
But now it appears things aren't going so well. Shell's selling $17 billion worth of global assets this year. The company's reported a 39% fall in its annual profit to $16.4 billion US dollars. Announcing the result overnight, Shell's chief executive Ben van Beerden pledged to improve the company's balance sheet over the next year.
2014 will be a year where we are changing emphasis as we moderate our spending and growth plans, increase our divestments and restructure some parts of the company.
Part of that divestment and restructure includes the possible sale of its Australian marketing arm, which includes its petrol stations, aviation and maritime fuel, bitumen and chemicals.
We have an expression of interest in our downstream business in Australia, refining and part of our marketing businesses. And that's frankly all I can say about it at this stage.
Shell won't say who's behind the expression of interest for the business, which has more than 2,000 employees. But there have been reports in recent weeks that offers are likely from the US-based private equity firm TPG, as well as Macquarie Group and the global miner Xstrata Glencore. Market analyst Peter Esho is not surprised Shell's looking to offload its Australian operations.
There's a lot of pressure on Shell from its shareholders to generate a more adequate return on its capital, on its assets. And so these are legacy assets. Shell can probably reinvest the capital elsewhere and earn a higher return.
Peter Esho thinks the division's new owners would be likely to rebrand the petrol stations.
I wouldn't be surprised if perhaps some of the large conglomerates in Asia look at this opportunity to expand their brand, perhaps.
It's also been reported that the company could sell its $7 billion stake in Woodside Petroleum. Ben van Beerden did not rule it out last night.
We're not going to really sort of decompose that and show you in great detail what it is that we're considering. So I hope that you will forgive me for not commenting on the things like, for instance, specifically Woodside.
However, he was happy to comment on Shell's plans for its Gladstone liquefied natural gas development in Queensland. Earlier this month, Shell announced that its subsidiary Arrow Energy is conducting a review of the project, putting hundreds of jobs at risk. Ben van Beerden says Shell won't make a final decision on the project's future this year.
So you will have seen us really sort of, again, considering our options, strengthening that company so that it is on a much stronger profitability footing as it is right now. And now we are sorting through all our options in LNG, including Arrow, to see how we take it forward as the next wave.
When the Arrow review was announced, it was taken as a sign Shell may be losing optimism about the profitability of LNG in Australia. The company's also offloaded its stake in the Wheatstone LNG project in Western Australia. But Shell says it's committed to the sector.
We have many, many opportunities in our integrated gas funnel, predominantly in LNG, and therefore it will be a matter of prioritising and phasing, because we can't do them all.
That's the Shell Chief Executive Ben van Beerden, and Pat McGrath was our reporter.